This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the Union Budget 2025 as a game changer for India's progress, emphasizing its role in the accelerating of the country's journey towards the Viksit Bharat. In the post-budget message, Mr. Modi said that the Union Budget paves the way for innovation, entrepreneurship and the sustainable growth across the multiple sectors, including the AI, the toy manufacturing, agriculture, footwear and the food processing and the gig economy. The Prime Minister said that the Union Budget reflects the government's commitment to the fulfilling of the aspirations of every Indian.
हमने कई सेक्टर्स युवाओं के लिए खोल दिए. सामान्य नागरिक विकसित भारत के मिशन को ड्राइव करने वाला है. ये बजट एक फोर्स मल्टीप्लायर है. ये बजट सेविंग्स को बढ़ाएगा, इन्वेस्टमेंट को बढ़ाएगा, कंजम्पशन को बढ़ाएगा और ग्रोथ को भी तेजी से बढ़ाएगा. मैं वित्त मंत्री निर्मला सीतारमण जी और उनकी पूरी टीम को इस जनता जनार्दन का बजट, पीपल्स का बजट, इसके लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं.
Mr. Modi also said that the budget will greatly benefit the middle class of the country as the income up to 12 lakh rupees has been exempted. He said that the empowerment of the agriculture sector to give the boost to the rural economy. Mr. Modi said that it focuses on manufacturing to the empowerment of the entrepreneurs, the MSMEs and the small businesses. The Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the Union Budget focuses on the agriculture, the rural prosperity, the urban development and the continues to lay the emphasis on the reforms. Addressing the media in New Delhi, the Finance Minister said that the budget says that the several things about the India's path towards the Viksit Bharat. The Finance Minister added that the six specified reforms have been identified in which the governments will continue to reform the agenda. Ms. Sitharaman also said that the interest in the health of the education has been prioritized on the budget. The Finance Minister highlighted that responding to the voice of the people, the income tax simplification announced last July is already completed in its works. She said that the new income tax bill is in regards to be introduced in the parliament next week. Ms. Sitharaman will said had 1 crore more people will benefit due to the increased tax exemption limit from 7 lakh to 12 lakh rupees. The Information and the Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the Union Budget 2025 has laid the roadmap for Viksit Bharat. Talking to the media, Mr. Vaishnaw said that its growth, inclusion and the innovation in its core, from the farmers to fintech, MSMEs to AI. On a budget allocation for the electronics and IT, the minister said that the announcement regarding the components is a major announcement. Mr. Vaishnaw said, whoever holds the charge of the railway ministry said that the capital expenditure for the railway is huge, with the gross budgetary support of over 2.52 lakh crores. The Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the full-fledged budget for the third term of the NDA government. Presenting the budget in the Lok Sabha, the Finance Minister announced the nil tax slab is now extended up to 12 lakh rupees income. The Finance Minister also said that adding the standard deduction of 75,000 rupees for the salaried class and the income of 12 lakh to 75,000 per annum will not be taxed. Ms. Sitharaman also introduced that the new income tax slabs is the new regime of the tax station, and the limit of the tax deduction on interest for the senior citizens has been doubled from 50,000 to 1 lakh. The industry leaders have welcomed the budget, appreciating the steps taken by the boost consumption. The chairman of the Confederation of the Indian Industry CII Task Force for the Involuntary and the Backrempsey Shardul Shroff said that the biggest benefit of the particular budget is the exclusion of the middle class from the personal taxation almost completely. And that is the end of this news bulletin.